Biz News Radio. Good morning, good afternoon, good evening. It's Elliot Brown here in the Essex Business Radio studio, where I'm talking to people absolutely everywhere about COVID-19 and how they are dealing with it, how they're pivoting, how they're changing, and what they are doing to adapt themselves and their business, and also advice and tips and ideas that may well help you guys out there with your personal life and your business as well. So joining me today from Burton-on-Trent, where I used to live, and I've known this man for 20 years, a good old friend of mine, Ian Campbell from Brilliant Hygiene Services. How are you doing, Ian?
Elliot, I'm really good, thank you. Great to have me on, thank you. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for coming on, Ian. Thanks for coming on. And we've just had a bit of a catch up because we haven't done that very much for a long, long time. And I know you're absolutely smashing it out there at the moment with your business. Well, you have done recently, but even more so with what you've been doing helping wise. So go on, tell me a little bit about your business so everybody knows what you do.
So we're Brilliant Hygiene Services. We're a commercial and industrial cleaning business based here in Burton-on-Trent, and we kind of cover the West Midlands and a bit of the East Midlands as well, as a kind of rough guide. Started the business in 2014. Really, me, a van, and a set of ladders, and the typical story.
The way to start. Yeah.
And we just grew slowly over that first year. And I remember going out leaflet dropping, private industrial estates looking for any work, whether it was cleaning somebody's gutters or cleaning their windows or a bit of office work. It just kind of through 2014, it was just really steady. And then when we got into 2015, I really wanted to try and get more into the commercial cleaning, so the office cleaning side. Got a few small contracts. I remember my girlfriend, kind of swapping buckets because we'd got one contract somewhere. So she'd clean on a Friday and then we'd get the bucket and the mop back and I'd put the go off and do something, and it was real basic stuff to start with, but we were fortunate enough towards the end of 2015 to land a pretty big client in Burton, an engineering business that had been here over 200 years, and we're still working with them. And that was the kind of you in business, you get these kind of steps where you'll kind of go and then you'll go up, and that was definitely one of the pivotal moments where we kind of moved up into a new kind of level. And and we just through 2015 just continued to grow, continued to grow quite effectively. 2016 saw us take on another four or five big clients, and we were fortunate enough last year to move to this warehouse that we're in now. So we've got a 2,500 square foot warehouse. We just outgrew. We were in serviced offices up until then. And moved here at Easter last year, and it was a real good move because we decided to kind of shift the emphasis to sell more products as well, because more and more clients were saying, can you supply toilet rolls, can you supply hand soap,
of course. And being the ever entrepreneur that you are, of course you're gonna go, of course I can do those.
And I've kind of spent those last kind of 5-6 years saying yes to everything. So
you do, and then worry about it afterwards. That's all part of it, isn't it?
Absolutely. I remember clients in 2015 going, do you cut grass? I can cut grass. Yeah, I'll go and buy a mower and we'll cut grass. So all of a sudden, we kind of moved a little bit into grounds maintenance, which we still do now, and we offer that as a service to many clients.
Sure.
And the product sales side just really came about from clients saying, "Can you supply the toilet rolls? Your cleaners are fitting them. Can you supply them for us?" Yeah, of course we can. So moving here was a big step forward for us. And last year we grew the business by 38% from 2018. So a real good kind of good growth, all organic as well. So no real investment. Just literally keep saving the pennies, keep tight on cost. And then crikey, what happened? A few weeks ago, I think it kind of nobody really saw it in January this year. We've got our growth plans, we've got our strategies and marketing strategies.
Got everything sorted, ready to go.
Here we go. We're going to smash through another milestone this year, and all of a sudden, news reports of this weird virus that was starting to affect the planet, and that really has changed, the landscape, not just for us, but for many, many businesses. I know we just spoke off air a little bit about what we've been doing the last few weeks, but
definitely, yeah. Well, tell us. I mean, tell us what you have been doing, because it's you're doing some incredible work.
Yeah, I mean, in effect, kind of probably 90% of our business was still commercial cleaning, although if you tie that in with some of the grounds maintenance and some of the industrial work that we were doing with certain clients, 90% of our clients were commercial clients. So when Boris Johnson kind of announced on that Monday evening that, you know, we really need to kind of lock down and bunker down a bit, we overnight, like many businesses, lost, you know, a huge part of our revenue stream. Offices were closed, so there was no grounds maintenance to do, there was no cleaning to do. And I'd started to talk to the NHS, or I'd started to put feelers out to the NHS prior to that, knowing that I was going to have 50 plus members of our team.
You've built a big team, haven't you? What are you going to do with those guys? Yeah.
Absolutely, yeah. So we started to try and have those conversations. I emailed Kate Griffiths, our local MP, and to be fair, you know, big shout out to Kate, because it was her office that got back to me 2 weeks ago, nearly 3 weeks ago actually, and said, "We've got your email. We've been snowed under. We're going to forward it to the NHS now."
Right, 20 perfect.
20 minutes after that phone call, Elliot, NHS rang me, facilities management team, and said, "Please help." So,
wow.
You know, since then, yeah, we've been on a real drive to kind of recruit, train, get in post, not just cleaners, but catering staff, Burton and Derby hospitals. So, it's been a whirlwind, but, you know, it's been something that not just from a personal point of view of feeling like we're being able to give something back and just help that cause that, but also from a business point of view, we're still able to generate.
You've got continuity. Right. Yeah, I mean, it was smart thinking to go to the MP. To be honest, some people would have automatically gone straight to the hospital, but that would have just got lost in the system there. To be fair, wouldn't it? You're not likely to get the right person, and spending the time trying to get there, coming from the MP, they're going to go. They're going to know exactly who to speak to because they desperately need the help. So that was a really smart move.
Well, it was typical me though, Elliot. It was like the machine gun attack. So I was emailing anyone and everyone I knew that had a link with the NHS, including obviously the MP, including people that I've worked with over years. Does anyone know anyone in facilities? Does anyone know a name? Can you, you know, I know because of being in the cleaning industry, I know cleaners at the hospital. Get me your boss's name. Get me the supervisor's name. Get me anybody's name.
Anybody.
Yeah, and then, you know, thankfully something comes back and you're able to support. So it's been a strange journey. The product sales, as we were talking about briefly before coming, that just went absolutely nuts and continues to, because all of a sudden cleaning seems to be, and rightly so, you know, the highest priority in the fight.
Yes, definitely.
You know, wash your hands more often, sanitize with alcohol sanitizer if you can, sanitize hard surfaces.
You're definitely in the right industry, my friend.
No doubt. But we're grateful as well to work with.
Humble. Right. Yeah. Humble. I can see that. No, we jest. No. But you are, and I mean, to be fair, somebody like yourself as well has thought about that. It's not just about capitalizing on it. It's about going out there and helping and doing what you've done. And you've done a lot of work to find extra people by working with a recruitment firm. I know we talked about this before to get people into those hospitals as well. So that's not an easy. It's not like you thought, oh, we're just going to move people over there and supply them some product. You've gone, actually, I want to help. We need more people than I've got, and sort of gone out there and pushed yourself. I mean, I love that about you.
Well, I think you know, most entrepreneurs are problem solvers, aren't they? That's what we do. We love to find problems to solve and then solve them and hopefully generate some revenue as a result. And I think for us, and we're doing it continually now. We've had a big conversation today about face masks. We think the government will probably advise that everyone as we come out of this lockdown should wear a face. You know, we're now looking at Germany. We're looking at Turkey. We're looking at other places. Where can we get face masks on? If I have to get in the car and go and drive and pick up 2, 3, 4, 5 pallets, I'll do it.
Yeah.
You know, we'll do what we've got to do to solve the problem. But it's been a strange few weeks. But you know, we're very, very grateful and thankful that we're still operating and still able to supply.
Definitely. I mean, listen, I think you've pivoted really well. I mean, you know, and pivot is definitely the word that everybody's been using, particularly in America. It's definitely moved over here now as well. Changing what you're doing. I mean, you haven't really changed the business that much per se.
No.
You've gone, I've lost 80-90% of the revenue. I've got to sort of fill that back. And then I've got to pay forward as well. And I think you've done a really, really good job in making that happen. I mean, people don't know that, but, you know, I've known you 20 years. And funny enough, it was a cleaning company that you had that I worked with you on back in the day, wasn't it?
It was. Yeah, Yeah, and we were talking earlier on about how that, so that was technical cleaning.
That was technical cleaning, yeah, cleaning computers, cleaning telephones. And I was asking if you were going to get back into what we were doing then, is trying to sell sanitizing phones, which, have to be honest with you, was not the easiest sell, was it, you know?
No,
that's a piss easy sell, isn't it, to be fair?
It's a definite one that we're going to focus on over the next few weeks, because, you know, touch points have now become this focus. So, you know, who's touching when, because nobody knows who's infected. So you know, we've got teams out there, as I was saying earlier, that are now sanitizing, you know, on literally a 2-hourly round.
Yeah.
In offices still working, in clients that are still working, we're going around sanitizing every touch point: keyboards, phones, light switches, door handles, you know, toilet sink taps, anything where more than one person is likely to touch. It's critical to clean regularly. So
Tell me what you were saying about some stuff that goes on. So what's it called?
We've just invested in some fogging technology. So the idea is, and the NHS use fogging technology quite effectively when they're deep cleaning a room or a ward. So it's basically a machine, normally battery operated, sometimes mains, where your disinfectant goes into a tank and it creates a disinfecting fog.
So is this a little bit like when we've seen on LinkedIn and some of the social media posts where they've got them in China and they're going out with these sort of almost Ghostbuster styled devices, rather than sucking in ghosts, it's blowing out, you know, obviously.
It's blowing infected,
yeah. So that sort of thing, right? Okay, are you utilizing those right now?
No, so we've just recently invested in that technology.
Oh, okay.
Should be with us either this week or next. So want to be able to, in the next few weeks, a fogging service, so clients can, you know, as they start to return out of this lockdown, if they want to know that office has been disinfected effectively, guess what? Get us in to fog it, and every single surface will be disinfected. It's a really fast, effective, and safe method of disinfecting an entire area. You can go in with people, and you can go in quite labour intensive and wipe surfaces, but fogging is a much more effective.
Oh man, I mean, that sounds like a great idea. I mean, obviously, I didn't know it was something they would maybe use inside. I've obviously seen them, as I said, on posts and things like that. Yeah. So come on then. Well, I mean, apart from business, how's this affected your personal life, Ian? I mean, I know you work with your son as well, right?
I mean, like everyone, I'm trying not to come to the office as often as possible, unless it's necessary. And
obviously this was necessary today, because you had to talk to us, didn't you? Of course,
I had to talk to you guys. Yeah, no, but we've got deliveries going out today, and we had a big delivery in today. So yeah, there are times when we're needed to be here. But yeah, I mean, it's like everyone, you know, I've now, you know, what was a bedroom is now a home office, and that whole balance of you know, trying to work from home and manage children that are off. You know, my partner has a 7-year-old boy, and Jackson's off school at the minute. Nick's on the ambulance service, so Nick's working a variety.
Oh, okay, is she? Really? Yeah. Okay, wow. Right, you guys really are helping the world at the moment, aren't you?
Well, it can be tough. You know, children are out of routine. You're trying to homeschool them, but still trying to. Some days it feels like you're on holiday, and it shouldn't, because you're trying to keep focused on work. And, you know, I can sympathise with absolutely everybody that's working from home. It is not easy to do.
For sure.
Having that focus. I mean, yesterday, my mood swings kind of change a little bit. You know, yesterday I got quite down. I was like, I felt like, you know, we'd got people going into the NHS. There was a few other things happening. And it took me a good hour or so to kind of get back into, you know, that positive mode that you need in order to kind of operate.
Yeah.
So, I sympathize with everybody at the minute that's working from home. It's not easy. And, you know, my heart goes out to people that aren't working, and especially self-employed people that, you know, have lost revenue and literally lost customers overnight. You know, I know of a sound engineer who's literally his life was, you know, going absolutely fantastic. Next minute, no work, you know, never any in his life in benefits. And that's
not likely to change for quite a long time. You know, you're in an industry that luckily is absolutely needed, particularly now that you're investing in things that are going to help your business, but also help everybody else as well. So what is it? What's? I mean, you're a very positive guy. You're in self. You know, you like to develop yourself, and you've always been the same. And we've both been on the roller coaster for sure. And we both work from home at times, which, as we both know, we've sat on dining room tables together to get things going many years ago. And I'll never forget those days. You know, fond memories, to be fair. But you know, we've actually been used to things like that. I mean, how would you advise people to look at things slightly differently, Ian? Because I do think that certain people find it easier to pivot and to change, and you've done that rapidly with your business. I guarantee you not every cleaning business has done the same. Some will be too big to be able to pivot, so you're quite lucky in the fact that you're 5-6 years old. You're in that stage where developing stuff is always there, so actually you have to pivot with time and change what you do with the business. What would be your advice to people out there, you know, that have got, they're in this and maybe don't know what to do, don't know where to go?
Yeah, it's difficult. I was thinking about this the other day, because it's very easy when we all get sucked into, you know, watching the news, and we all get into this kind of, you can start to develop quite quickly, I wouldn't even say a negative mindset, but almost like a non-positive mindset.
Oh, definitely.
It's really important to go, hang on a minute, take yourself away from the situation, breathe, stand still, and look at what other opportunities, because there's opportunities everywhere, isn't there?
Yeah.
Even in these dire situations, there's opportunities. You've got to almost, you know, when the world around you is going crazy, stop and breathe and just try and remain calm and look outside of what we can all see that's close to us, which is this negativity, this bad news all the time. You know, death numbers on the news and the, you know, on the radio. You know, try and find a way of taking yourself out of that. Now, if that means go for a walk and do it, great. You know, we've all got an opportunity to get out for an hour or so and try and find space mentally to take yourself away from everything that's going on around us, to look for those little nuggets of opportunity, because they are there. You know, we've been talking today about, you know, can we start making face masks? We won't, but, you know, let's look at every opportunity.
Yeah.
Let's look at what we can and can't do. I think sometimes as well, and maybe this is for businesses with larger teams, you know, I was really fortunate to do, and I think I shared this with you back end of last year, I was really fortunate to do this leadership development program at Keio University up in Stoke.
Yeah, yeah.
The brains that came and taught us were just unbelievable. And I remember my entrepreneur in residence saying, you know, if you get a number of people together and get them to be creative as a team, you probably never get a better way of solving a problem than with a joined up team. So if you are part of a bigger team, you know, have those conference calls, find that way of trying to get people's creative juices flowing, because there are problems out there and there are solutions. You know, I've got a client in Birmingham that's a massive drinks distributor. They're now distributing for Tesco's. You know, they're sat on 13 warehouses going, shit, what are we going to do?
Now
food for Tesco's, because somebody somewhere went, let's get on that. There are ways, you know, I've seen companies, Barber, who make the wax jackets.
I've just seen the fact they're doing scrubs and stuff. That's
why not? Scrubs? What are some of them scrubs?
They're pretty cool scrubs, aren't they?
Yeah. But yeah, so I just say, you know, try and somehow park everything that's going on around us and find some thinking time and some thinking space, because it's critical. There are opportunities out there. And
definitely,
if you're part of a larger team as well, getting everyone together just to try and pull people's ideas together.
Definitely. And I think there's a lot to be said for that. I mean, you know, I think mastermind groups are superb. I know, so this has been brought up recently as well, and I went on a couple last year. Huge amount of wealth of knowledge to be got from that. Doesn't matter how experienced these people are and how big their businesses are, everybody has you know, some ideas, don't they? You know, and I think you're absolutely right. I struggle with that at times, because I've got all these ideas, and then sometimes don't have people to bounce off. I'm getting that back to that now, because I'm reaching out through medium like this, you know, and we should maybe talk more often. And, you know, it's good to have those general conversations about what's going on, because I'm really good at coming up with ideas for other people. I don't necessarily sort of, you know, I have them myself for what I do, but then they get lost somewhere. And that's often the issue. But no, I think that's great. I think that's absolutely great advice. I really do. Well, listen, mate, I could talk to you for ages, and we're definitely going to be keeping in contact, you know, off air as well. Carry on doing what you're doing, mate. It sounds like the things are going really, really well, and you're doing a great job with the hospitals and things as well.
Yeah. Thanks, Elliot. I appreciate it. Yeah, we're just keeping focused. You know, every day, just get up. You know, get into a routine of you know, cracking on and solving more problems. And you know, yeah, just fingers crossed we can get through it. And I hope all, you know, anyone that listens to your shows, you know, I wish everyone the best of luck, because it's tough times. But you know, in adversity, we can all kind of pull through. So yeah, just keep up the great work.
Definitely, yeah. Definitely. Oh, mate, well, thanks very much. That's Ian Campbell there from Brilliant Hygiene in Burton-on-Trent, where I had some fun days back in the day, 20 years ago, and we had some fun as well together in business.
We did.
Great. Thanks very much, Ian. I appreciate your time. And if anybody wants to know where they can find Ian, if you're in and around the area, where can they find you, mate?
So if you visit brilliantnow.co.uk, so www.brilliantnow.co.uk, we're based in Burton Town Centre, so you know we're not far from the Town Hall railway station. I'll give you a phone number if you want.
Go for your life. Why not? You've got the opportunity. Do it.
01283 777 500 or 0800 254 5225. So just you know, connect with us any way you like. We they working extensively through the Midlands, but you know, we've worked down in London before as well, cleaned some labs and some other things down there. So,
for full sanitizing needs, then
bless you. Thanks.
Oh man, thanks very much, Ian. I really appreciate your time. Ian Campbell there, Brilliant Hygiene Services. There will be a link around the post that we do, and also if you want to know more about Essex Business Radio, go to www.essexbusinessradio.com and you can get all the links to all socials, and also you can download our free app where you can listen to all the podcasts, new and old. Thanks very much, Ian. Appreciate your time.
Cheers.
So thanks very much, good guys.
Bye.
And it's ciao for now. Brown Cow.
Essex Business Radio with your host, Elliot Brown.